Napoleon Bonaparte rose to prominence as a general in the Revolutionary Army in France. Proclaimed emperor in 1804, he commissioned this vase a year later from the famed porcelain factory at Sèvres, outside Paris. Its overblown grandiosity reflected the political ambitions of Napoleon, who would seize control of the French government after the French Revolution. The Sèvres factory, which had supplied spectacular porcelain pieces to the French court in the 18th century, had fallen on hard times during the Revolution. Napoleon ordered its restoration so that it could provide equally impressive porcelain wares to the new imperial aristocracy. With its gilded and enamel decorations and strictly symmetrical neoclassical design, it exemplifies the imperial grandeur of the era. The scroll-like handles were modeled after paintings on antique vases, now identified as classical period Greek. Although work on the vase began in 1805, it took 8 years to finish. Meanwhile, Napoleon's fortunes declined. Only after he was forced to abdicate in 1814 did this spectacular vase become the property of the state. Louis XVIII, Napoleon's immediate successor, gave it away to the British Foreign Secretary, Viscount Castlereagh, ironically one of the leaders of the European coalition that brought down Napoleon.